when Simin Shin Vav, we're up to Siv Hey, we'll be doing Hey and Vav. So we learned that there was an Isser of Schar Shabbos. You're not allowed to take money just for work on Shabbos itself. Says the Mechaber, also Liskar Chazonim L'Spal B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to hire a Chazon to daven on Shabbos because that is Schar Shabbos. V'yesh Misha Matir. There are those who are Matir. Why is he Matir? He holds that there's no Isser of Schar Shabbos for a mitzvah. However, even the Matirim agree that Ein Aroa Simin Bracha. There's no Simin Bracha for that money. Obviously, to hire a Chazon on Shabbos is going to be Yasser. Says the Ramah, Hagavim Sachro L'Shana Olachodesh L'Kuli Amashari. But if you hire him for a whole year or a month, that's Mutter. So there's a Machlokas, what this Ramah means. Some say that you're just hiring him for Shabbosis, but you didn't phrase that I'm hiring you for every Shabbos. I'm hiring you for a month of Shabbosis. That is good enough. Other poskim say no. Other poskim say that when they hire you for a month, it means that they're hiring for you to practice during the week also. So that this and that that way it would not be Schar Shabbos only. Mishnah Berurah says that ideally, if it's only for Shabbosis, the money should be given as a gift rather than as actual payment. Mishnah Berurah also brings the halacha from the Knesset Agdola that a midwife is allowed to take schar for her services on Shabbos. The common case they used to have was that peddlers would have to hire a watchman to watch their push carts, the wagons over Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah says if you're hiring a goy and paying him for that, that's Schar Shabbos. Same way you're not allowed to receive Schar Shabbos, you're not allowed to pay it. He therefore says that what you should do is hire him to watch it from Friday afternoon through Sunday morning so that you have plenty of havlah there of late Friday afternoon as well as Matzoy Shabbos. Sivav. Cheftzei Shamayim Mutter. So by the way, this is a common case with regard to babysitters. Hiring a babysitter for Shabbos, what you do is you ask them to come a little bit before Shabbos or stay on after Shabbos, so it should be considered havlah. Sivav, cheftzei shamayim mutar ledaber behem. Kagon cheshbono shel mitzvah. You're allowed to, on Shabbos, even though you're not allowed to talk about malacha because it says chet min so cheftzecha, cheftzei shamayim or mutar. So this is different than schar Shabbos where we saw machlokis. Here we're holding that with regard to Mimso Chevzecha, speaking about it, you're only not allowed to speak Malacha of non-mitzvah, but Malacha's mitzvah you're allowed to speak about. V'lifzog tztoko l'fakeach al iskei rabim, to actually be posted tztoka, that means telling people how much tztoka they have to give, or simply to go take care of iskei rabim. Also, l'shadei chatinok li'ares, to marry off a daughter, they point out, Ulalamdo sefer umnis, also teaching a son some kind of parnasa. V'davka ledabrim rotsa listaker, aval asokro laskelo schum mos oser. To actually hire somebody and work out a fee, that's oser. Hago yeshomim de mokum shenogim litn lekor b'torah mishaberach v'nodet stoka olachazn de oser b'shabbos lifsok kama yitein v'aminig lohakol d'amuto lifsok stoka. So there are those who say that it is Asur and Amisha Beirach to mention a schum of money, just say Bavu Shanadar Matan Lebeis HaKnesses. But the minig is Lahokel, that we actually mention in an amount of money. Now, you're allowed to make a cheshbon of how much food you're going to need for a Sudas Mitzvah. As far as actually giving an object to a shul, there are some who are matir, even though it says you can't be makdish on Shabbos, because this isn't really hektish. It's just giving it to a shul. Lechatchila, you should be makni it on Erev Shabbos. Now, to say how much stock are you going to give, the halach is that is mutter, that has nothing to do with mekach or memker. I'm hereby declaring this is what I'm going to give to tztaka. It is mutter to be mfakeach al tzorche rabim, so you're even allowed to go to a non-Jewish place on Shabbos to see what they're doing. And lemaisa, the only thing that's mutter is derech dibur to take care of things. But of course, no malacha could be done whatsoever. Selling an esrig or buying an esrig or shul or seats in a shul on Shabbos is osur. That's mamish mekachum memkar. To give a gift, like a bar mitzvah gift, is only mutter if it's something that's usable on Shabbos. And you can't give a chosna matana unless it's really usable on Shabbos. All of these things you could be maknihim before Shabbos.